This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bob Parks. He's a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Council, a project of the National Center for Public Policy Research. Bob is also a video producer at the Media Research Center. We want to get his thoughts on the ongoing play of comments made by the Reverend Walter Fauntroy, who helped to originate the original March on Washington back in 1963, suggesting that the Tea Party and the KKK are virtually interchangeable. We want to get Bob's reaction to that. Bob, first of all, it's great to have you with us again. Secondly, this is, of course, in connection with this major rally headlined by Glenn Beck at the Lincoln Memorial on Saturday. What do you make of the Reverend making that comparison?
Well, it's never surprising when race baiters come up with more ingenious ways to get attention and find more incendiary language to use. First of all, I understand that Dr. Fauntroy was involved in one of the original speech at the Lincoln Memorial, but that was 47 years ago, not 50 years ago. If they wanted to make a big thing out of it, Glenn Beck beat him to the date. I didn't know that August 28th was the second Martin Luther King Day, and nobody else could use that day for anything. And I didn't know that they renamed the Lincoln Memorial into the MLK Memorial, so nobody else could use that place for any kind of a function on that particular day. The comments that a lot of these people, not just Fauntroy, but activists in general, right now I just saw an email from MoveOn.org. That is, I just happen to be on their mailing list. It's always good to see what the other side is thinking. And they are upset about this, as if this site, this date is owned by them. And when you look at this incendiary language, I always think of whenever there's a controversy, a racial controversy in a certain small town someplace, and you have the Reverend Al and the Reverend Jesse come in, stir things up, and then leave. And leave that small town with all the problems that are left. There is no racism problem in the Tea Party. I spoke at a national press or at a press conference with the national at the National Press Club about 3 weeks ago with a bunch of prominent black conservatives. We were denouncing the NAACP's resolution against the Tea Party violence that they could not articulate, but they knew happened. And it was funny. We spoke for 111 minutes. I and a video crew documented the whole thing. There was a full media press crew there taking video. And only one time, I believe it was on CNN, a six-second bite from that press conference ran. There were two columns that ran in it. One was in Slip, one was in CNN. Other than that, it was like the press conference didn't exist. Fauntroy makes one incendiary statement, basically calling the Tea Party the Ku Klux Klan, and all of a sudden, his speech, which was also at the National Press Club, is picked up like that. You think the media doesn't have a bias or a vested interest at pushing an agenda here or what?
Bob, given your work at the Media Research Center, I know you look closely at all the different newscasts. How much has the mainstream media advanced this narrative, I guess, that those against the Tea Party have tried to push here?
This has been going on since the beginning of the Tea Party. They've tried originally to call it racist because a lot of this came about because of Barack Obama. Of course, as we all remember, during the campaign, the template was if you opposed Barack Obama, it wasn't because you opposed his positions on the issues, it was because you were a racist. And it's just increased since then. I mean, when was the last time in our lifetime you saw people on the conservative side take to the streets, or people in general, about tax policy and health care and all the things that this administration was ramming down the throats of the American people, and they took to the streets? It started with 9/12 last year. There was the March 20th Tea Party up on Capitol Hill for the health care bill, and that's where supposed phantom N-words were spoken. And the media parroted what John Lewis allegedly said. He heard. He has never come on to any television program, news program, and repeated the fact that he said he heard the answer being spoken. And we've also had another incident where supposedly a congressperson was spat upon, but no charges were filed. This has been going on because it is a coordinated effort by the news media to try to shape the news that they want, not only because it would be sensational, but it fits their own personal political narrative. So they are mostly liberal. We know this from research that's been done over the years. And they are trying to slant the news to fit it. There was over the weekend in New York City, there was the Ground Zero mosque protest. And it turns out there was a black man in a black shirt taking pictures in the crowd and was starting to get into some verbal confrontations with people. And after it was all done and things calmed down, he was photographed walking back to an SUV, putting on and gathering up all his audio gear, and going out to work with the ABC film or ABC News crew that he came with. This was ABC News trying to make news. And a bunch of us made a stink about it. And if we found out today that the audio tech in question was reprimanded. I'm speculating he was basically told, be cool about it next time and don't be so obvious. But this has been going on so long, and the people are wise to it now. And I think that's what's also making it that much more desperate for the left. These next two events, the Glenn Beck event, 9/12, that's the last real chance that the Tea Party has to try to come up with some kind of proof of this narrative that the Tea Party is racist. This is their last chance. It's either the Glenn Beck gig tomorrow, or it's 9/12. We know Al Sharpton and Code Pink and some SCIU gentle people are going to be there at the Beck rally tomorrow. Who knows who's going to show up for 9/12? But if they want to, in any way, and the thing is, so many people are on to them, I don't even know if they manage to start some kind of ruckus that it will really make a difference. The thing that disgusts me the most is that the media, these anchors who sit back and smug in their little chairs and their little air-conditioned studios are like the race baiters I mentioned earlier, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. They're sitting back, they're fomenting this narrative that the Tea Party is racist, is violent, and it's like they're hoping something's going to happen so they can get some interesting B-roll to just show over and over and over, like the Rodney King beating. And just to prove their narrative. And it's just disgusting that they're so gutless that they do these things knowing that they are not personally affected, but somebody could get hurt. And that's what's really unfortunate.
Last 30 seconds here, Bob, real quickly. From your perspective, is it possible to prove to people that you're not racist? Is it smarter to confront this and make them try and prove their case, or does that just keep it in the headlines? How do you react to this most effectively?
Well, the thing is, we've had a press conference for 2 hours in front of the media. There are pictures all over the place on the internet of people of color and different ethnic persuasions at the tea parties. It's just that it's that thing, if you say a lie often enough, some people will believe it, and that's what I think the left is banking on.
Bob, unfortunately, we'll need to leave it there. We'll see what happens this weekend. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, sir, for your time.
Absolutely. Bob Parks is a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Council, a project of the National Center for Public Policy Research. Mr. Parks is also a video producer at the Media Research Center. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.